Okay, picture this. You're 3 hours into a coding session with an agent, and it suddenly forgets the entire project structure because the context window got too full. Again.
Oh, I don't have to picture it. That happened to me yesterday on a refactor. I literally had to paste the file tree back in. It's the most frustrating part of long horizon tasks right now.
Exactly. So I found this repo, Tencent DB Agent Memory, and the headline claim is wild. They say they've built a fully local memory system that cuts token usage by over 60% and doubles task success rates by using something called symbolic short-term memory. Cody, I know that sounds like marketing fluff, but the architecture actually looks kind of clever.
60%? That is a massive claim. I'm looking at the repo now. Okay, so they're rejecting flat storage, which, fair, everyone hates dumping everything into a vector store and hoping for the best. But they're proposing a four-tier progressive pipeline: L0 conversation, L1 atom, L2 scenario, L3 persona.
Right. Instead of just chunking text, they're distilling fragments. The bottom layer keeps the raw logs, but the top layer condenses the current state into a lightweight mermaid canvas. So the agent only sees the diagram. Unless it hits an error, then it drills down.
Wait, a mermaid canvas? As in, they're generating diagram code to represent state?
Yeah, they call it symbolic compression, offloading heavy tool logs into compact symbols.
That is aggressively specific. Look, Justy, I get the appeal. We all want agents that don't loop forever. But symbolic memory usually means someone hard-coded a bunch of rules and called it AI. If that mermaid generation fails even once, the whole context collapses. And they're claiming this works with OpenClaw to cut tokens on SWE bench by 33%. That's not just optimization. That's changing the fundamental cost structure of running agents.
I know, the numbers are huge. 51% relative improvement in pass rates on wide search tasks. But think about the user story here, Cody. Right now, if I want an agent to handle a complex workflow, I have to babysit it. I have to be the memory. If this system lets the agent retain my specific SOPs, like how I name branches or where I keep config files, without me repeating myself every single turn, that changes the product from a cool toy to an actual coworker.
Sure, in theory. But look at the architecture description. They have a dual-layer storage strategy. Bottom layer is facts and logs in a database. Top layer is human-readable markdown for the persona. It sounds great until you ask, who maintains the L1 to L2 transition? If the agent misinterprets an atom of fact and promotes it to a scenario, you've baked a hallucination into long-term memory. You can't just summarize your way out of bad data.
That's a fair point. Garbage in, garbage up the pyramid. But they explicitly say they reject irreversible lossy summarization. They keep the raw refs, MD files at the bottom. The agent can always Soyun back if the high-level view is wrong. It's progressive disclosure, not deletion.
Right, but retrieval latency. If the agent has to query the DB, check the mermaid state, realize it's wrong, then dive four layers deep to find the raw log. That's a lot of round trips. In a tight coding loop, that delay adds up. I'm worried this works great on a benchmark running 50 tasks in a batch, but feels sluggish in real-time use.
True, though they mention the top layer is stored as markdown for high information density. Maybe the idea is that the LLM reads the markdown summary first and only triggers the DB lookup on exception? Like a cache miss?
Exactly. If it's a cache, it's fine. If it's a crutch, it breaks. And honestly, the persona layer, claiming to boost accuracy from 48 to 76%, that smells like they tuned the benchmark prompts to fit the memory structure. Real user workflows are messier than persona mem tests.
You are so suspicious of everything, even when the solution makes sense. But okay, let's say you're right and it's brittle. Even a brittle system that gets me even halfway to remembering my project conventions is worth testing. Because right now, I'm spending half my prompt budget re-explaining what prod ready means to the same agent for the 10th time.
I'm not saying it's useless. I'm saying the four-tier thing feels like over-engineering for what might just be a context window problem. Give me a bigger window and better summarization, and I don't need a semantic pyramid. Although, the part about storing skills as reusable SOPs in the persona layer, that's interesting. If it can actually extract a generic skill from a specific trace without human intervention, that's huge.
See? You do like it. You just hate admitting it. The skill generation layering is exactly where the value is. It's not just remembering. It's learning. If this repo delivers even half of what the README promises about distilling execution traces into standard operating procedures, it solves the biggest friction point in enterprise adoption.
Enterprise, maybe. For me on my laptop, I'll believe it when I see the latency numbers on that DB drill down. But I will give them credit. Trying to move away from flat vector sludge is the right instinct. We can't keep throwing more tokens at the problem forever.
Agreed. It's not a magic bullet, and the symbolic bit might be oversold. But the direction, hierarchical local persistent memory, feels like the next necessary step, even if the mermaid diagrams end up being weird ASCII art that confuses the model more than helps.
Oh, absolutely. I can already see the error logs. Agent stuck in infinite loop, trying to draw a flowchart of its own confusion. But hey, if it saves tokens, I'll take the weird diagrams.
Deal. So verdict? Is this exploring next worthy, or just exploring nope?
It's worthy. Cautiously. If you're running long horizon agents locally and hitting context limits, check out the Tencent DB repo. Specifically look at how they handle the L1 to L2 atomization. If that logic is clean, it might just work. Just don't expect it to fix your bad prompts.
Perfect. High potential, high complexity, and definitely requires a skeptical eye. That's the sweet spot. Thanks for the reality check, Cody. I'm going to go try to break their mermaid generator. Immediately.
Let me know if it draws you a circle. I bet it draws a circle.
Oh, it's definitely drawing a circle. All right. Talk soon.